From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. As Tropical Storm Harvey pummels Texas, California water managers say such devastating floods can happen here. As Capital Public Radio's Amy Quinton reports, they say California needs to invest billions of dollars for flood protection.
Harvey has dumped 15 trillion gallons of water. Scientists warn that with climate change, future storms will be wetter and more intense. California will see more rain than snow, straining an aging Central Valley flood protection system. A new plan recommends the state invest more than $20 billion over the next 30 years to protect people from flooding. Mike Mierzwa, the state's lead flood management planner, grew up in Houston. He says he thought the city was well prepared.
They've made investments for decades out there. When this finally recedes and they move into recovery operations in the aftermath, they're going to find that everything they had spent wasn't enough and that they're going to want to spend and do more in the future. I think we're going to want to do the same.
The plan looks at the state's two largest river systems, an area that covers a swath of land from Mount Shasta to Bakersfield. It looks at the need for new projects as well as costs of operating and maintaining the current flood control system. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.
A California Supreme Court ruling paves an easier path for new city and county taxes. In a 5-2 decision released Monday, the justices ruled that local taxes proposed via voter initiative rather than by city government only require a simple majority approval rather than two-thirds support. USC government professor Frank Zarunian says the court is protecting the power of initiatives, but may have created a loophole for local officials who want to pass a new tax.
They're going to find a sponsor that can push an initiative, passing it with simple majority, as opposed to the two-thirds majority required under Proposition 218.
Proposition 218, approved by voters in 1996, requires two-thirds approval from voters for tax increases where the revenue is committed to a specific purpose. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.